Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're talking about something that sits right in the budget conversation of almost every SME owner we meet.
The tools bill, the one that keeps growing every time someone signs up for another subscription.
Exactly. The article is called The All-in-One CRM, How SMEs Can Replace 10 Tools with One Platform, and it's by Brett Allegri-Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
So the argument is you don't need a separate tool for every job. One platform can do the lot.
Right. And Brett is specific about what those 10 tools actually are. Email marketing, a chatbot, a phone system, a booking tool, a reputation manager, a community platform, a separate CRM, marketing automation, funnels, and reporting. Each one built separately, each one needing its own integration.
I've seen this. You end up with a stack where nothing quite talks to anything else properly.
And that's the real cost Brett's pointing at. It's not just the subscriptions. It's the time spent exporting data from one system and importing it into another. Sales reps lose context because their phone system doesn't know what the CRM knows. Marketing campaigns underperform because the messaging is fragmented across tools.
So what does consolidating actually fix? Because I can see an owner thinking, these tools work, why change anything?
The article's answer is the single source of truth argument. When every part of your business draws from one customer record, things get smarter. A lead calls in, the AI voice bot sees their full history, a chatbot engages them on the website, and it already knows what they've bought and what campaigns they've seen.
That's meaningful, because right now most businesses have one version of a customer in the CRM, a different version in the email tool, and maybe another one in the support desk.
Which is exactly the data silo problem. And the article says eliminating that reduces false positives in automation, missed follow-ups, and lost conversions.
Let's talk about the AI pieces specifically. What is the AI actually doing in this platform?
Several distinct jobs. AI voice bots handling inbound and outbound calls, qualifying leads and booking appointments, conversation bots on the website and messaging apps, sales bots that sequence outreach and nudge reps when an opportunity needs attention, and then there are database reactivation bots.
What's a reactivation bot?
It periodically scans dormant contacts, the ones who went cold 6 months ago, and runs a multi-touch sequence across email, SMS, and calls to revive interest. Brett frames it as revenue without the acquisition cost of finding new leads.
That one's practical. Most businesses are sitting on a database full of people who almost bought.
And there are reputation bots that go out after a successful transaction, ask for a review, and bring responses back into one central dashboard. So instead of scrambling to reply to Google reviews from a separate login, it's all in one place.
Okay, I want to push back on implementation. Every CRM rollout I've heard of takes 6 months and a consultant who bills by the hour.
That's the specific claim Brett makes here. Core modules configured and live in weeks, not months. Pre-built templates, industry starter kits, guided onboarding. And because everything is centralized, internal staff own the configuration going forward without calling anyone in.
That matters a lot for a 20-person business that doesn't have an IT department.
The article is clear that non-technical people can build automations using business-oriented building blocks. You're not writing code. You're setting triggers and actions based on real customer behavior.
What about the franchise angle? Does this work differently for a group with multiple locations?
It's actually highlighted as one of the stronger use cases. Customer records sync across locations, so head office gets reliable analytics and compliance visibility, while each local team operates with their own context, and the licensing scales without the cost blowing out exponentially.
So the owner of a 10-site business pays for one platform, not 10 separate stacks.
That's the model. And the point Brett makes is that these AI features are designed for non-enterprise budgets. You get advanced capabilities without needing an in-house model team or bespoke integrations.
There's always a concern when you centralize customer data. What does the article say about security?
Role-based access controls, audit trails, and compliance support. Data ownership stays with the business. Integrations are designed to be auditable, which matters when you're handling sensitive customer information.
All right, so practically speaking, where would a business even start with this?
The article suggests mapping your existing tools to platform features first, then going live with the highest impact areas, lead capture and follow-up, appointment scheduling, and review management, then expanding automations as you see the time savings come through.
Don't try to replace everything on day one.
Start where the pain is sharpest and let the wins build from there.
My one thing for this week, pull up your SaaS subscriptions and count how many of those tools are supposed to share data with each other but actually don't.
And mine is to ask whether your sales reps and your bots are working from the same customer record, because if they're not, that gap is costing you deals. The full article is at anabu.ai, and while you're there, you can book a free AI audit to see how this would work specifically in your business.